with SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. House Speaker Mike Johnson and other Republican leaders are sounding increasingly confident they will be able to reach a deal today on a spending package to avoid a government shutdown.
The president agreed with Schumer that they would separate Homeland, and we'll do that and we'll handle it. We're going to pass the rule today. It was never in doubt to me. The Republicans are going to do the responsible thing. I did talk to Hakeem Jeffries over the weekend, and he informed me that they would not be assisting in this endeavor, and I just think that's crazy.
Meanwhile, Congressman Tom Cole calls for passage of the measure, which leaves debate open on the Department of Homeland Security.
I encourage everyone on both sides of the aisle to do the right thing and close out five of our remaining six appropriations bills for FY 2026 while enacting funding for core priorities.
Meanwhile, U.S. military officials say that a U.S. Navy fighter jet today shot down an Iranian drone that was approaching the aircraft carrier USS Abraham Lincoln in the Arabian Sea. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, doesn't believe the Iranian regime's claim that a U.S. military strike against Iran would trigger a regional war.
I don't understand why they say a regional war. Where does region come into this? Who's going to join Iran at this point? What friends do they have in the world?
NASA's long-awaited moonshot with astronauts is now off until at least March.
The space agency announcing the news Tuesday following a critical fueling test of its giant moon rocket in Florida. At Monday's dress rehearsal, hydrogen was seeping from the base of the rocket. That went into overtime Tuesday because of all the problems. Arizona State University space professor Lori Leshin says NASA puts safety first.
The great thing about the moon is you get a launch period every month, so that if we slip to March or to April, it's no big deal.
With that report from correspondent Julie Walker on Wall Street, the Dow is down 438 points. This is SRN News. Evangelist Franklin Graham will be on the road again this month. Here's Michael Harrington.
The popular evangelist is scheduled to preach the gospel in Ushuaia, Argentina on February 14th and 15th. Ushuaia is a small town at the very southern tip of the country, often used as a jumping-off point for trips to Antarctica. Graham will be accompanied by several contemporary Christian music groups, and local churches are organizing the event. Last month, he held a gospel festival in Cambodia. In March, he has one scheduled for Peru. Michael Harrington reporting.
New campaign by Mexico City's Historic Center Trust aims to encourage Mexicans to rediscover the religious and architectural heritage at the heart of the nation's capital. The campaign highlights visits to more than 40 historic churches as part of 26 cultural initiatives planned for 2026. One of the churches, La Profesa, in downtown Mexico City, has endured a tumultuous history. An uprising left bullet holes in the walls in 1847. This is SRN News. Disney is naming Parks Chief Josh D'Amaro as its next CEO, succeeding Bob Iger.
D'Amaro has served as Disney Experiences Chairman, spearheading efforts for the company's theme parks, cruises, and resorts. The decision on the next chief executive at Disney comes almost 4 years after the company's choice to replace Iger went badly, forcing Iger back into the job. Only 2 years after stepping down as CEO, Iger returned to Disney in 2022 after a period of clashes, missteps, and a weakening financial performance. Rich Thomason reporting.
China has been flooding Latin American markets with low-priced exports, especially autos and e-commerce goods. The surge in imports there is a significant challenge for local manufacturers, and some countries are fighting back to protect their own industry. Chinese e-commerce platforms like Temu are rapidly expanding sales throughout the region. More on these stories at srnnews.com.